Sweet as friends, we are continuing the previous shiur. We saw the Rambam, Perek Vav, Alach Yud Gimel, Mehilchos Mamrim. That's where the Rambam talks about Echutz Kibud Avim. We presented a number of very, very stark kashas in the Rambam, and based on what we're going to say in this shiur, Bezer Hashem is brought for the other kashas. We're not going to chazer the kashas. That was the last shiur. And I hope you heard it. And if not, you'll get the nice mahalach in the Rambam here. So the Rambam says in Alach Yud Gimel, Amar lo Aviv, father said to his son, Hashkeni Maim, give me water to drink. Vesh be alalatzis mitzvah, and he can do a mitzvah. So he has two options: mitzvah option, or kibud avim option. What does he take? Kibud avim is also a mitzvah, but he can do one of the two mitzvahs: either kibud avim or the other mitzvah. Im efshel mitzvah shteyaseh adi achirim teaseh viyasasik bekibud bekavod aviv. If the mitzvah be done by somebody else, let it be done, and you get involved in. You get busy. Let him get busy with kibud av. Because you're not mevatel one mitzvah in front of another mitzvah. So do your kibud avim, don't do the other mitzvah. Somebody else can do the other mitzvah. But if there's nobody else to do the other mitzvah, yisasek b'mitzvah, then do the mitzvah. Then you should leave the kavod of your father, because you and your father are chayiv in the mitzvah. So therefore, go ahead and do the other mitzvah. If nobody else can do the other mitzvah, then you have to do the mitzvah, because you and your father both chayiv in the other mitzvah. So don't you have to honor your father, you have to do the other mitzvah. But Talmud Torah, God, let me keep it off, me cover it off of aim. Talmud Torah is bigger than keep it off aim. Ad kan mi divrei kacho, shel Rameinu Anesher Agadol. So on this, we already had this, the Rameinu Rabbeinu Agon Agadol Rosh HaYeshiva, Harav David Tzakman Zetzal. Many, many, many shiurim from him already over the years, Baruch Hashem. But in this sugya, we've maybe had 7 shiurim already or so, 7, 8 shiurim. And we saw a whole mahalach in Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. In other words, he presented the kashas in the Rambam, and then we have a lot of shiurim that you can listen to, Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, explaining how that works, the mechanics, various aspects, answering kashas, a lot of big yiseldos. And then after everything, this is now an Osyur Aleph. Okay, it's deep, deep into this siman. It's a long siman. Chalal, Marenu Rabbeinu writes long siman in Baruch Hashem. Gives us a lot to think about. So he writes as follows. I like reading his Lashon because it's mamish spitz tiefkeit, as they say in Portuguese. Umeata nira bibiur divrei Rambam kan. Delamashin et bayer, bedata Rambam. Binyan mitzvah neged mitzvah yeshnam shnei nidunim. So when you have a conflict between mitzvahs, there are two issues involved. Echad, be'etzem chalut ha-mitzvah neged mitzvah. And the etzem chalois of one mitzvah vis-a-vis the other mitzvah. Which is mitzvah bichal. Mitzvah and mitzvah bi. It's mitzvah bichal, klape mitzvah. Once there's mitzvah, maybe mitzvah bi is in chal. So that's one issue. One issue is in the realm of mitzvah. Bet, b'chiyuv ha-esek shel ha-mitzvah. Neged chiyuv shel esek shel mitzvah shniya. Zot omeret, we're talking here about osek b'mitzvah. So osek b'mitzvah, there are two elements. There's osek, and there's b'mitzvah. Okay? So, you have the chalos of mitzvah B, when there's already mitzvah A, and then you have the chiyuv of esek and mitzvah B, when you already have the chiyuv of the mitzvah of Esek A. So there's the Esek, and then there's the mitzvah. Okay, there's doing it, being involved in it, and we've already seen a lot about this, as being involved, and we haven't learned at all. Again, if you get the Sefer Yad HaMelech, so it's Zayn Innovating, as they say in Spanish. It's better to see it inside, and then you'll get the whole Mahalach, but unfortunately, most of the olam doesn't have the time or the patience or the energy or the minuchas hanefesh or whatever it may be to go through very, very long or complex simanim. So I try to break it down and make it easier for people. So we've learned a lot of it, but I didn't do the whole thing. I skipped some of it because I didn't know if the olam would be able to stomach so much. So we did some of it, but that's basically the mahalach. The mahalach is, there's mitzvah and then there's esek ha-mitzvah. U'kshiyesh lefanav mitzvah acheret neged kibud av va'em, when you have another mitzvah against kibud av va'em, gam ken yesh nidon, gam eze mitzvah chala alav, v'gam be'eze mitzvah yitasek. So we have here two questions. We have, when you have kibud av va'em, which mitzvah to do, qua mitzvah, as a mitzvah, and then what to be osek in, which mitzvah to be osek in, which mitzvah to be busy with. As an example, we saw that a mitzvah derabanan doesn't have the power to pater a mitzvah d'oraisa. But an esek b'mitzvah derabanan has the power, because then you're osek, you're not, you're osek. You're osek in melech ha-shamayim. This is seen osek in mitzvah. That was one example of numerous, of nafkaminas. So you have two nidonim here. You have two things to assess. Number one, which mitzvah to do? Number two, which esek to be osek in? Uvaze, yeshnot ma shekatav kan, הרמב״ם, שכל שאפשר למצווה השנית להיעשות על ידי אחרים, שאז מצוות כיבוד אב ואם אינה מבטלת את המצווה האחרת. And with that, you have what the Rambam writes here, that if the second mitzvah can be done by somebody else, the other mitzvah can be done by someone else. Mitzvah B, we'll call it, can be done by someone else. She'az, mitzvat kibud av ve'em eina mevatelet et ha-mitzvah ha-acheret. Then the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em is not going to be mevatel the other mitzvah. Right? Because the other mitzvah is going to be fulfilled. Klapei ze ein et ha-miyuchad b'kibud av ve'em de'amrinan ba שאתה ואביך חייבים בכבודי ואי אפשר לבטל מצווה ועל ידי זה לא להתחייב בכבודי מחמת כיבוד אב ואם. So regarding that, we don't have what's special about כיבוד אב ואם that we say, hey, you and your father are both chayiv in my covered, and you can't be mevatel a mitzvah for כיבוד אב ואם and thereby not be mischayiv in my covered, Hashem's covered. Machmas kibud av ve'em. Why? Sharei efshar al yedei acherim ve'ein kan bitul. Because this can be done by others, and there's no bitul. There's no bitul. Because the mitzvah can be done by others, so it's not pshat that don't be oisik in the covet of your father because you and your father are chayiv in my covet, says Hashem Yisbarach. No. Hashem's covet is going to be taken care of because the other mitzvah is going to be done. So go ahead and do your kibud av ve'em. V'kol ze klapei achiyuv b'mitzvah. And that's all vis-a-vis the chiyuv mitzvah. So again, that's the beginning of the Rambam. The Rambam says if you have a mitzvah and you have kibud av ve'em in front of you and your father says, give me water, you're going to do kibud av ve'em. So what do? If the mitzvah can be done by others, the other mitzvah can be done by someone else. Let him do it. You've accomplished both. Hashem's covet is taken care of, kibiyachol, and you're honoring your father. Mitzuyan. Kol zeh klapei achiyuv b'mitzvah. So it's not that kibud av ve'em is going to be mevatel the other mitzvah. They're both going to be in their proper places. Aval klapei ha'esek b'mitzvah לא שייך בזה אפשר על ידי אחרים, שהרי האחרים אומנם שייכים למצווה, אבל לא לעסק שהוא עסק דידי. So the mitzvah is going to be fulfilled by another person, but עסק, being involved in the mitzvah, the etzem mitzvah is going to be miskayim. But what about the maisa, the עסק המצווה, that yenem, as they call him in Greek, Yanim, the other guy, can't do my Asek. So in other words, there's the Asek aspect of mitzvah B, which my friend can't do for me, because Asek is something I have to do myself. That's Osek. If somebody else is doing it, then I'm not Osek, right? The mitzvah itself is going to be fulfilled. But what about the Asek? The Asek he can't do for me. V'achrim lo yasu ot ha'esek shelo b'mitzvah zo. V'shuv, ba'al korchenu lehitasek ima mitzvah ha'acheret. So it must be that we have to be misasek with the other mitzvah. Dim lo kein mitzvah shebivatel esek ha'mitzvah shniyah mechamat kibur ha'ben. And we're going to be vatel the esek of mitzvah B. So be misasek in mitzvah B, Reb Yid. Because if you're not misasek in mitzvah B, then you're going to be over on atav avicha chayav mechvodi. You have to honor God. You have to be osek in mitzvah B. No, as mitzvah the esek, you got to do mitzvah B. Ela omer morenu v'rabenu zatzal shehachra'a baze hi ba'ofen ze. The hachra is like this. This is how you decide. V'hu shehanidon al chalut ha-mitzvah hu nidon sheyeshno kodem esek b'davar. The discussion, the assessment of the chalos of the mitzvah is a discussion that takes place before being involved in the mitzvah, in the asek. The mitzvah aspect is assessed before the asek aspect. וכיוון שלגבי החלות ישנה וחלה מצוות כיבודה ואין בשאפשר לו על ידי אחרים. And since regarding the chalos, there is and is chal the mitzvah of kibud av ve'em when someone else can do the other mitzvah. והיא חשובה יותר משאר מצוות וחנל בשם הלבוש. We had from the levush. The most chashuv mitzvah is kibud av ve'em. That's why the Rambam says, Talmud Torah is the most chashuv of all, but kibud av ve'em is a close second. I like to tell my kids when they're mechaber their parents, you did the biggest mitzvah in the Torah. All right, lo meduyak, second biggest mitzvah in the Torah, maybe. Right? So, Levu says that it's more chashuv than other mitzvahs. So, memeila mitzad the mitzvah, when you have achra doing mitzvah, kibud av ve'em with the other mitzvah, mitzvahs kibud av ve'em is chal. Dino la'tchil b'mitzvah zo. So therefore, start with this mitzvah, because the first nidon is which mitzvah to do. And like the Levush says, mitzvahs kibud av ve'em is more chashuv than any other mitzvah. So do the kibud av ve'em. Ela shelich ora kol shekvar etchil ba'esek ha'mitzvah hare yesh achshav nidon al esek ha'mitzvah. However, if you started the Asek HaMitzvah, now there's a discussion on the Asek. Shebeze shar mitzvot kadmi lekibud av ve'em dekanal, aval leki ei efshar le'asot al yedei acherim. But now we're in the world of Asek. Nobody else can do my Asek for me. So now the other mitzvahs have a status of yefshar le'asot al yedei acherim. So mitzad the Asek, I should do the other mitzvah. It's yeshul yasai de'acherim. I got to do the other mitzvah. Kuchem rebechodi. Your father is chayiv in my covet. You're chayiv in my covet. Ulechora. מדין זה יתחייב כשתחיל בעסק המצוות לתעסק עמהם שרדינו בשאר מצוות וגם בעסק שבהם שלא ליבטל בפעסק של כיבוד אביהם. When it comes to other mitzvahs and כיבוד אביהם, you got to do the other mitzvah when it comes to the עסק. ואם מישהו מדהים של עוסק במצווה שלא חל עליו מצווה אחרת, הרי כאן חלו שניהם בבת אחת. You're going to say no, mitzvah B is in chal because I already started a mitzvah, or עסק מצווה פטר מן המצווה. אבל זה לא נכון. Why not? Because Here, both were chal b'vas achas. Uvaday chal alav mitzvah acheret. The canal shuv yitchayev basic tida. Vaday, vada second mitzvah chal. And we know that you're going to be chayev in the esek of mitzvah b. Mitzvah b is chal. Not that mitzvah b is in chal. Mitzvah b is chal. Just the mice, you're doing mitzvah because kibud avim so chashuv. But once you start mitzvah, now you're in the world of esek. Oh, you're busy. You got to get busy with b. Because that's the Efshel Yassal De'acherim, the Eitzek aspect. Ela, Sh'al Zeh Katav HaRambam, She'te'aseh V'yit'asek. Zeh HaMafteach, Rabotai. Rambam writes two words here, two magical words. Yim Yefshel She'te'aseh De'acherim, Te'aseh V'yit'asek B'chvoid Oviv. Te'ase, let the other mitzvah be done by somebody else. V'yisasek b'chvoy doviv. V'haynu, shelo rak chalut mitzvat kibud avvaem yesh kan. Ta'ayinu ma shekatav haramam, she'te'ase. Te'ase. Let the other mitzvah be done. Let the mitzvah be done by somebody else. So now there's a chalos of the mitzvah of kibud avim. Te'ase. Elagam v'yitasek shu esek b'fol yeshno kan. There's also yitasek. That's the esek b'fol. B'fol you have to be misasek. In kibud avim, umishum, ze ma sharama mamshich, she'ein mevatlim mitzvah mipnei mitzvah, because you're not mevatel one mitzvah for another. Haynu, shedin osek ba mitzvah, eino din be mitzvah zo klapei mitzvah zo. The din of osek be mitzvah is not a din of this mitzvah klapei that mitzvah. D'lo shayach ze b'kibud avim neged mitzvot acherot. This isn't shayach in kibud avim against other mitzvahs. Because if it were, then you got to do the other mitzvahs, as we said. Ela, because of the esek. The esek is the yevshel osad de'achir. Ela, hu din klali b'shem osek b'mitzvah. She'ein mevatlim et ha'osek b'mitzvah mipnei mitzvah acheret. It's not a din in kibud avim. In this specific mitzvah pratit, the specific mitzvah, it's a general din. When somebody's busy with one mitzvah, you don't have them do another mitzvah. V'kanal, like we learned in earlier shiurim, shushem b'gavra ha'osek b'melechet shamayim. Shelo etila alav ha'torah chiyuv esek k'shosek hu b'mitzvah. This is a shame on the Gavra that he's osek melechas shamayim, and the Torah says you don't have to do another esek when you're osek b'mitzvah. U'mishumachi en alav chiyuv ha'esek shel ha'mitzvah acheret. Da'anu dim osek mitzvah patur menatzot. It's din of osek mitzvah patur menatzot. You're busy with A, you don't have to do B. U'bedin ze lo mafleginen bein mitzvah le'mitzvah k'mo shekedav b'kiryat sefer. And that's the Kiryat Sefer that we saw in the question part of this shir, who says, "Di'ika acherim la'aseisu hu pater." If somebody else can do the other mitzvah, you're pater from the other mitzvah. Do'aseik b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah v'lo maflaginan bin mitzvah l'mitzvah. We don't distinguish between mitzvahs, whether it's kibud avim or any other mitzvah. Oseik b'mitzvah pater mena mitzvah. U'mishum de'kanal lo shema mitzvah poter ela mitziut shel oseik b'mitzvah poteret. It's not the shame mitzvah that's poiter, because then you're in trouble here, because it's kibud avim, kibud avim. You are mevatel kibud avim for other mitzvahs. But rather, it's the mitzius of osek b'mitzvah. It's the mitzius of osek b'mitzvah that patters you. So So this person has a mitzias of osek b'mitzvah. So again, when you have the two mitzvahs in front of you, which one should I choose? Mitzvah the mitzvah. Answer, kibud aveim, it's more chashiv than any other mitzvah of the Torah besides talmud Torah, like the Rambam implies. Great. Now I'm doing the mitzvah. What about the asek? The asek, I have to be misasek in the other mitzvah. No. She'ein mivatlin mitzvah mipnei mitzvah. B'rega sheni matchil la'asok b'mitzvah achat, I don't have to do another mitzvah. And that's why Viter v'imein sham acherim la'asos yisasek mitzvah v'niach kavod aviv shuvah aviv chayav midvar mitzvah. If nobody else is going to do the other mitzvah, then you do it. What about if ein mivatlin mitzvah mipnei mitzvah? We ask, then why don't I just do kibud aveim? What does it matter whether there's somebody else to do the other mitzvah? The answer is, first I have to be done mitzad the mitzvah. Which one am I going to do? So if efshar liyasa salidei acherim, so then the hachra is that I do kibud aveim. What about the asek? That's the efshar liyasa salidei acherim. Ein mivatlin mitzvah mipnei mitzvah. No! There's a shame klali, a shame gaver that I'm osik b'mitzvah. I don't do anything else. Doesn't matter which mitzvah. But if ain't shama chayrim lasosa, if nobody else is going to do it, then do the other mitzvah. Then that chora has to do the other mitzvah because you and your father are both chayv b'chvodi, and the other mitzvah is not going to be done. So you have to do the other mitzvah. The yisasek b'mitzvah v'iniach kavod aviv, shuv aviv chayv b'chayv b'chayv midvar mitzvah. The reason we had asked, let's say kibud aveim could be done by others. Just like if the other mitzvah can be done by others, you can let them do it and you do kibud aveim. Why don't we say afuch? Why don't we say kibud aveim could be done by others? Let me do the other mitzvah, even if it's efshar liyasa salidei acherim. Let my brothers do the kibud aveim, and it'll be fulfilled. The answer is no. Kibud aveim is bigger. Kibud aveim is more chashiv than the other mitzvah. So it starts when you have achorah between your mitzvah and the other mitzvah. That efshar liyasa salidei acherim, you got to go with kibud aveim, even if your brothers can do it for you. So it's the mitzvah shel osek b'mitzvah shepoteret v'rak mishum zeh yaseh mitzvat kibud aveim achrei shemidin ha'esek b'mitzvot lo yochol alav din esek b'mitzvah acheret shemaseku metaseku b'mitzvat kibud aveim. When you're osek in kibud aveim, there's no need to be osek in the other mitzvah. She says, "Odin shkatav ramam shein batli mitzvah b'nei mitzvah, in batli mitzvah in mitzvah." You're osek in this. You don't have to do anything else. You have a shame gavra of osek b'mitzvah. Doesn't matter what mitzvah you're doing. Ve'ata shapir hetev tivrei ramam. The ramam is mamish gevaldik. So Baruch Hashem, we saw neflos mitaras Hashem, and obviously, not so obvious, but pretty obvious, you can guess that there's still a lot more to talk about. Wow, Torah is huge. Okay, Mirtz Hashem, I hope to continue in future shiurim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.